Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where every week I bring you a dynamic guest. And today we have a fabulous guest. Her name is Stacey O'Byrne. She is a speaker, and I mean a dynamic speaker, because I personally have heard her speak and have had her speak for many of my NAFI groups. And also I have heard from big organizations and corporations that she's spoken and trained out how wonderful she is. So she is fabulous. She's also a best-selling author. She is part of she is a team referral network franchise owner, an LNP certified master trainer, and a U.S. Army veteran. She has built 1 7-figure business and 2 6-figure businesses, 100% from word-of-mouth marketing, networking, and adding massive value to significant relationships. Stacey's passion in life is helping small business owners, entrepreneurs, and salespeople realize their dreams and make them a reality. And I am just thrilled to have her as our guest today. Welcome, Stacey. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, Robbie. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Oh, I'm happy to have you. I want to know how you became an entrepreneur.
It's kind of a funny story, and I'd have to say reluctantly. You know, all my life I did what I was supposed to do. I went to school, got a great education, got out of school, joined the military, got out of the military, and landed a great job. After 9/11, I lost my very high six-figure income in the job that I had held for over 15 years. You know, like a lot of people, I found myself unemployed, and, you know, it was during our toughest economic time since the Great Depression. The job market was tough. You know, all our competitors wanted me, but they all wanted to pay me in a year what I made in a month. So I did as many did that time, and I became what I lovingly like to refer to as a reluctant entrepreneur. I really wasn't sure what to do, how to do it, or even if I could do it. I just jumped in, jumped off the cliff, and learned how to fly on my way down. And fast forward to today, it was probably the best decision I've ever made.
Right. As an entrepreneur, how did you know what you really wanted to do, and how did you get the idea to start your company, Pivot Point Advantage, of which you're the CEO of?
You know, ironically, that was kind of by accident. After diving into becoming a reluctant entrepreneur, I wasn't completely ready to go out on my own yet. So a friend of mine connected me with a friend of a friend who had owned a failing printing company, and he needed a lot of help. And after many meetings, we decided to partner up. And after about 2.5-3 years, we had built a very successful, thriving 7-figure business. And to not bore you with details, but to make a long story very short, after about 9 years of a very successful partnership, I woke up one day with about 16 cents in the bank. He had embezzled everything we had from the company. And it was at month end. As a matter of fact, it was 5 years ago, just a couple days ago. It was the same day that Michael Jackson had passed away. All my bills were due. Yeah, it was month end. It was scary. My mortgage was due. Everything was due. And I found myself in a position that I'd never been in before, scared and completely broke. So I started calling the network of relationships that I had established and seeking advice. And someone very close to me suggested I dive into direct sales. And I asked her if that was one of those MLM things, you know, the pyramid things. I had come in from corporate America. I was never involved in stuff like that. And she laughed at me and said, yes, and do it, and you need to do it immediately. It's the quickest way to build a business with little to no money. So I shared with her I didn't even have the money to buy into one of those things, and she told me she'd lend me $100. So I did my research, and I dived right in, and I leveraged my existing relationship and never once sold to them, but I educated them on what I was doing and who could benefit from the product, services, and solutions. And within 2 months, I was making $20,000 and $30,000 per month. Mm. People kept asking me how I was doing what I was doing and kept asking me to show them what I was doing and to teach them what I was doing. So I started helping others. And people I were helping started making a lot of money really fast. And just by making minor adjustments in how they were doing things. So when the company that I was representing didn't make it, I rolled right into doing what I was already doing, and that was helping others. And my sales and leadership training company was born. And within about 9 months after officially starting it, I was making about six figures a year.
How did you get the idea to call it Pivot Point? What is that advantage? What does that all mean?
You know, I have a basketball background, and I played basketball in the military. I played basketball in high school, and we were always taught to pivot. When we were in trouble, we would create a leg as our pivot point, and we would move away from our competition until we could get free, never once really leaving from our stable base location. And then we'd be able to get the ball to one of our teammates so that we didn't have, you know, all the trouble surrounding us. So as I was researching company names, pivotal moments, pivotal points just kept coming to me, because every business owner has a pivotal point in their life and their business. And every business owner should take a step back and pivot when they have to. And being able to pivot properly and being able to pivot appropriately at the right time always gives you the next advantage. So that's kind of how I came up with Pivot Point Advantage.
I like that. That's really cool. And it makes sense. I know you're constantly out there helping others, but how do you help others achieve success?
Well, multiple ways, you know, but mostly I leverage my knowledge of neuroscience, NLP, which is neurolinguistics programming, personality profiling, and networking. I help them get clear on what specifically do they want, where are they at now, you know, their starting point. This helps me meet them where they are and help guide them to where they want to be. I help them get clear on their outcomes. I help them get clarity and connection so that they are aware of what it is they'll see, hear, and feel when they have achieved what it is they specifically want. It's important to determine if it's congruently desirable for them. We want to make sure that they're connected to what achieving the outcomes will get for them or allow them to do. But, you know, we also want to ensure that it's self-initiated, because truly their goals and outcomes really have to be for them only. We are not programmed to successfully do something for somebody else. We want to contextualize their goals by answering the what's, the when's, and the how's. And then lastly, we identify resources that are needed. I really use a lot of NLP when I coach people towards their success.
Huh. Do you run into a lot of people that really don't know what they want to do, and are you able to help them find their, you know, their passion? Because as far as I know, if people do their passion, they have a better chance of being successful than if they just jump into something they really don't have the passion for.
Yeah. You know, several years ago, I had met with a prospective success coaching client. And she came to me, and she was very, very clear that she wanted to be a real estate investor, and that was all she wanted to do. And, you know, I will support people in whatever their vision for success is, but I take people through very clear steps to help them identify really what it is they want to do, and part of that is identifying what their passion is. You know, I tell people all the time, I really want you to get in touch with what makes your heart beat fast. Really, what makes it beat? What puts butterflies in your stomach? Because as you just said, you know, if your passion drives you, you'll live your purpose. And fast forward to today, this woman is now a healer. You know, she's a hypnotherapist. She's an energy worker. And it took us about 3 or 4 coaching sessions for her to realize that her passion was never real estate. She had it in her mind that real estate was the vehicle to generating money to give her the life and the financial comfort that she wanted, but her true passion, her true heartbeat was helping people shift their realities, and she's doing magnificent things today. That's what I like. I like taking somebody and really helping them find their passion, embrace it, and then walk it.
Yeah, that's great. How long have you been studying NLP, and what is NLP really?
So informally, I've been studying NLP for 20 years. A lot of sales and leadership classes that corporate America had sent me to had a strong NLP foundational base. Formally, I've been studying it for almost a decade. I really go very deep into the science because I truly learned that success is so easy once the science is embraced and understood. NLP stands for neuro-linguistics programming. Neuro is the study of the brain. Linguistics is the study of communication, both verbally and non-verbally. Programming is understanding people's map of reality, including your own. The beauty is our mind is just like a computer. It can be reprogrammed. Think about it. When was the last time you updated your computer or Microsoft? Probably like within the last month or so, right? Because it's usually done for us automatically. But I like to ask people, when was the last time you updated your mind? NLP is kind of like having the owner's manual to your brain. In a nutshell, it's the science and study of human excellence.
Huh. Is it effective for business? And if it is, how is it?
It's absolutely effective for business. What would people's businesses look like if they could achieve every goal they had ever imagined? If they knew how to create instant connection and agreement with every one of their clients and prospects? Or how to know what their clients, prospects, and customers are thinking just by watching their eye movements, or which words, tonality, and body language can truly impact the delivery of their communication, and then most importantly, how to be 100% in control of their own state so that they can exceed every one of their sales goals. NLP teaches people advanced communication skills, advanced leadership skills, the ability to walk somebody through a sales process so that they're truly buying a solution that is right for them and that they aren't being sold to. NLP teaches people how to overcome objections and create a win-win environment. NLP is truly a huge factor to my success. I have learned advanced communication skills, advanced leadership skills, and sales skills, and I possess the ability to step into people's map of reality and speak effortlessly into their listening at all times. NLP truly is the secret key to success. I mean, one of my keynotes is your ass too small and is your butt too big?
Yeah, and that is a fabulous one. I've heard that, and it's fabulous.
We have a lot of fun with it. And, you know, I do it both for networking, sales, and mindset. And one of the biggest mistakes people make is they create their own limitations because they make their ask really small and they always let their butt get in the way.
Right. Is there a common mistake that you see most salespeople, entrepreneurs, and small business owners make? And what advice do you give them to help avoid this mistake?
That's a tough question, Robbie. I'd like to say that there are probably two, if I really had to narrow it down. The first one is people unknowingly create limiting beliefs and have made their own limiting decisions. When they tell themselves, I can't do that, or I don't have time for this, or I can't afford that, or I can't fill in the blank, whatever goes in that blank, that truly is a limiting belief or decision. Now, I'm not taking away from the reality that the money might not be there that very second, but by focusing on the fact that they don't have the money at that time creates that belief or decision that they don't have it, which they then accept and they don't look for a way to make it or earn it, which then validates their limit and creates the reality that they can't. If they would just switch their thinking from I can't to something like what specifically can I do or when specifically will I do it and how specifically will I do it, the realities will change so quickly. Then the other thing I would have to say is most people lose their power, their control over the situation by staying in effect, wrapped up in the story, so to speak, instead of being at cause. To quickly sum up what I mean by that, is when some people don't have money, to blame it on the economy, or they'll blame it on somebody else, or competition, or the geography, or fill in the blank, whatever blame fits there. That person has no control whatsoever over the outcome because the blame is external. But if someone truly stays at cause and focuses on what they do have control over, like my sales are down because, so I don't have any money, and my sales are down because I'm not cold calling enough, or I'm not going to enough networking events, or I'm not fill in the blank, whatever revenue-producing activity they could be doing, they have much greater control over their life, their success, their business, and their future. So I kind of help people shift from being in effect to being at cause.
Do you also help them when you're coaching them and stuff with their goals? Because a lot of times they don't really have, a lot of people won't have goals. Did you, is that part of your coaching that you will help them establish their goals so they have something to work towards?
Absolutely. I have a six-step process to where I really help people get very, very clear on what specifically they want to accomplish. It's the specifics. I mean, you've heard of SMART goals. Things have to be specific. They have to be measurable. They have to be attainable. They have to be realistic, and you have to put a time bound on it. Not only that, but then you also want to make sure that it's congruent to them. You also want to make sure it's truly what they want. We have a six-step outcome that I put my clients through for every goal that they set, to make sure that it's not only consciously aligned with them, but it's also subconsciously aligned with them.
That's great. You've also written a great book. Tell us the name of the book, and why did you put the book together, and how did you get the idea for the book?
So the book is Secrets to Becoming a Master Networker, and Les Brown, who I absolutely adore dearly, and he's a great mentor of mine, he wrote the foreword for me. Secrets to Becoming a Master Networker, you know, as I had stated, when I dove into becoming a reluctant entrepreneur, I didn't know anything about the industry I was diving into. I came from large corporate sales and networking in the environment that I was at, that was actually in the first chapter of my book. Networking was, we would go to customer parties, we would get our customers drunk, we'd find out who the top salespeople were, we'd get them drunk, we would make them job offers, they would accept, they'd come work for us and our business grew. So in corporate America, that was considered networking. When I jumped into the printing industry, you know, small business entrepreneurs, small business America is a much, much different community than corporate America. In corporate America, you know, it's a numbers game. You're banging on the phone all the time. You're going door to door. You're really working on account penetration. In small business America, it's about the relationship. You know, very few will buy from you if somebody doesn't know you or has recommended you. And the one thing I learned very quickly as an entrepreneur is it's the relationship that gets you everywhere. So the way I had built my seven-figure business was 100% off word-of-mouth marketing. I built relationships with strong community people like yourself, and I added significant value to those relationships. And in return, it got reciprocated. And, you know, when I had bought into the printing company, it was bankrupt. It was $185,000 a year printing company, $200,000 in debt. And within 3.5 years, we were making a very comfortable seven-figure business, and we were all pulling very comfortable incomes out of it. And I did it 100% from inserting myself in environments where women network together. You know, I put myself in category-exclusive networking environments. I put myself in demographic-specific networking environments. And, you know, after the whole embezzlement, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. It was the darkest time of my life, but it really was the best thing that ever happened to me, because then I rolled out and I got to prove that what I was doing was working. And I kept getting asked time and time again, how are you doing this? And I started teaching people, you know, I'm networking, but a lot of people are showing up to buy. A lot of people are showing up to sell. A lot of people are showing up to talk about their friends and their family and socializing. Very few people are truly showing up to connect, make connections, and really network and leverage that word work and add value to the people that they were meeting. And when people really start connecting at that level, and really, as you know, because I consider you one of the best master networkers there are, when you connect at the level of service and adding value to people's lives and business, the reciprocation comes back immensely. So I wanted to really help people learn how to build the businesses I have built off word of mouth marketing, because it truly is the strongest marketing tool available to small business owners, entrepreneurs, and salespeople. At least that's my belief.
Yeah. An interesting thing, you spoke at one of my NAFI networks, and you spoke about wanting to meet Les Brown. Well, one of the gals that was there also had a desire, and, you know, you told them to put it out to the universe. And she recently came to a meeting and let us all listen to a voicemail where Les Brown had called her.
That is awesome. Yeah,
you planted the seed and she took it and she was so thrilled. It was like just something she'd always wanted. Is there one thing you could leave our listeners with? What would it be?
Oh, wow, absolutely. Stay in control of your life. Live at cause and always remember, if anything is possible, then that means everything is possible. That's a belief I've carried with me every day.
And how can people get a hold of you if they have questions? And also, how can they get your book?
My book is on Amazon. My book title is Secrets to Becoming a Master Networker. So if they go on to Amazon.com, I have both a hard copy book and a Kindle book. And as far as getting a hold of me, I make myself 100% available to anybody that ever wants to reach out. You can always find me on Facebook. It's Stacey O'Byrne, or they can go on my
website.
Spell
your last name so that they get it right.
Absolutely. It's O'Byrne. And you can reach me on my website at pivotpointadvantage.com. I also have a website, themasternetworker.com. There's a contact page on there. All I have to do is fill it out, and typically within a day or so, I can easily get back to people.
Let me ask you a question, too. I noticed you are a Team Referral Network franchise owner. What is Team Referral so that people will know?
Absolutely. Team Referral Network is a category-exclusive referral marketing organization. So like NAFI is an open category women's group, and that's what I consider a demographic-specific group. And I strongly encourage people to join three types of organizations. First and foremost, the category exclusive group. That's where when you join the category, nobody else in that room will ever represent what it is you represent. So you surround yourself with like-minded people who show up on a weekly basis to help learn what your target market is, understand the product, services, and solutions that you have, and the target market that it services, the needs, wants, and desires. That's what Team Referral Network is in a nutshell.
Where is your franchise at?
My franchise, I own North County, San Diego, and San Diego County.
Okay. And where do you see yourself going in the future? We still have about 5 minutes.
Absolutely. I thank you for asking, because I just earmarked all this out with my coach. Within the next 2 years, I really want to be a large international platform speaker and trainer. And what I mean by that is, you know, I take being in service and helping small business owners and entrepreneurs very seriously. And I really want to step into the shoes of our leaders and our mentors who are aging out of the personal development field now. the people who I grew up with, learning from, being mentored by, because I have this belief that what we feed grows and what we starve dies, and that goes for everything in your life. And that global transformation, entrepreneurial transformation, is in my heart, because I truly believe if you help people, one, be better at what they do, two, make all the money that they've ever wanted to make and enjoy all the success that they've ever wanted to enjoy, and you teach them how to be a better person while they're doing all of that, the ripple effect that that will have on the world, just it gives me goosebumps. It just gives me butterflies in my stomach, and I truly, honestly want to be a leader in helping shift that and make that transformation.
Wow, that's great. You also believe in paying it forward, and you've been involved in community events. You want to talk a little bit about that? Nonprofits?
Absolutely. I have served on many boards of directors for nonprofits. I also was a small business micro-enterprise trainer for Goodwill. Goodwill has a micro-enterprise division where they help disabled veterans and economically challenged people transitioning into being a small business owner and entrepreneur. And I did a lot of pro bono work for them for a few years, helping small business owners really get clear on their business plans, their marketing plans, their budgeting, moving forward, how to build a business, help them identify what they were going to build. So I dedicated a few years of my life to that and absolutely loved that. I also, when I owned my printing company, I did a lot of printing for pro bono for a lot of nonprofits just to help them out because, you know, they're here to help the communities and the communities need to step up and help them more.
Right, you're absolutely right. Well, we're almost at the end, and again, I've been talking with Stacey O'Byrne, and it's Stacey apostrophe Byrne, and you're on Facebook as your name, Stacey?
Yes, I am.
And you can also look at her website, which is www.pivot.advantage.com. So any other things, you have 1 minute.
You know, Robbie, I just want to thank you for all you do and for all your Diva Strategies listeners out there. I got to tell you, stay true to you and truly, honestly remember the only limits that are created are the ones that you actually create. If it's possible, everything is possible. Robbie, you're an amazing woman. Thank you so much for today.
Well, thank you. I totally enjoyed having you on the show, and we're building some more NAFI networks, so we're going to be calling on you to come speak because they love you.
I look forward to it, and I love all your people as well.
All right. Have a great day. Bye now.
Thanks, Robbie. You too. Bye-bye.